Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Chav Dalet. Avodah Zarah, Chav Dalet, and we are on the bottom of Chav Gimel, Amid Beis. The Gemara just spoke about whether a paraduma could come from the Umos HaOlam, and related to that, we spoke about if you say it's a special drasha from the Yikhu, Darshan to Vayakichu, so then maybe you should make the same type of limud at the beginning of Parshas Truma, where the Torah says Vayichuli Truma, maybe you should only accept items for the Mishkan / Beis HaMikdash from Bnei Yisrael, not from Ovdei Kochavim. And the Gemara says that if you want to say that's true, V'chitei Mahachanami, 5 lines from the bottom, and if you want to say that's true, there are examples where we find that even from outside the Beis HaMikdash, we have in Navi, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, there were certain types of materials that he got from non-Jewish kings. That's another issue that the Gemara could have brought up. And maybe the Gemara is interested in something that's actually used specifically related to what we just spoke about. That's Paraduma, as we'll see. So the Gemara says, if you want to say it's the same type of drasha, and you want to say that you cannot accept from the Ovdei Kochavim, that's not true, because of the following story. The Ha'amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shalu was Rabbi Eliezer, at Heichad Kibud Avaim. Asked Rabbi Eliezer, how far does the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim go? Amar Lahem, the story appears two places in Shas, in Kiddushin and in Avodah Zarah. So how far does it go? Suru ma'asa obikochavim echad la'aviv ba'ashkalod. See what a non-Jewish man did for his father in Ashkelon. The Dama ben Nesina Shmo, and his name was Dama ben Nesina. His father was Nesina. Pamachas, one time, and Tosas here, and all the Rishonim here discuss, when exactly did the story take place? We're talking, it's going to relate to getting a paraduma, so, as we know, the Moshe, we read it yesterday, from the Rambam, and based on the Mishnah in Para, that Moshe Rabbeinu had one paraduma, Ezra had another paraduma, and the other seven were during the times of Bayesheni. So that's what most Rishonim assume, that he was during Bayesheni. Hai Dama, the bottom Tosas, Hai Dama ben Nesina al Karcheda ba Bayesheni haya. L'chorah, this way he was during Bayesheni, Mida Ka'amar, since it says the following year he had a paraduma, and when did they get, as we'll see the story in a minute, and when could that paraduma have been, because it couldn't have been the one by Moshe, it couldn't have been the one by Ezra, so there were only seven left that were during the time of Bayesheni. So, see what an Ovdei Kochavim did to his father in Ashkelon. Dama ben Nesina. Pamachas bikshu mimenu avanim la'efod. One time, the Chachavim needed stones for the ephod. Bishishim ribo schar. Right, the stones for the choshen, which was attached to the ephod. The ephod was just an apron. So it means the choshen that was attached to the ephod. Maybe that's a remez that the choshen and the ephod were considered one kli, one beged when they were tied together. Because it calls it the ephod. Bishishim ribo schar. Some say they wanted an ephod. Bishishim ribo schar. They were, wanted to pay him this. Wanted to pay him. I mean, the Avni Shoham. Maybe the Avni Shoham also on top. The two shoulder stones. Maybe that's what it was for also. Okay, Avanim Leifot, if you say that's what it was for, then it wouldn't get into the Choshen issue. So they wanted the Avni Shoham for the shoulders. So if they were ready to pay him 60 Rebo Schar. Maybe that means 600,000 Schar. Rav Kahana Masni Bishmonim Rebo. It's a lot of money. They don't have to give him a lot of money. But the keys were under his father's head. His father was sleeping, and the keys to the chest where the stones were under. And he didn't want to wake up his father. Question mark. What do you see from there? That they wanted to get the Avanim from one of the Umos HaOlam, from Dama ben Nesina, who was not Jewish. I thought that Truma teaches you that Yakichu, that you cannot take it from there if you have the same drasha. That's the question. Even before we get to the answer, well, let's do the answer, then we'll come back. Avni Shoham Hifsik Inyan. Now, if you look in the Pasuk, Avni Shoham does not have a Vav. It's Avni Shoham, and therefore, because it doesn't have a Vav, it must not be continuing to be on the list. At the beginning of Truma, Tchelas ve'argam and Mishal Hashani, Avni Shom is at the list without the Vav, so it must be as a separate halacha. The V'yikhu, even if you want to say it's V'yakichu, only has to do with the first things on the list and not the continuation things. I v'ha v'avni miluim ksiv to hadar arve, but then in the next line say v'avni miluim, and that should be another inclusionary word. Rashi explains if that one's included with the Vav, then the rest should be included with the Vav also. So, why shouldn't it be included? V'yod k'tani seif, and also the end of that story. What's the end of the story? L'shon acher is nodu paraduma. Be'edro. What was Dama ben Nesina zocha to? He was zocha to have a paraduma in his flock. And Nichnasu Chachmi Yisrael Etzlo, the Chachamim went to him, Amar Lahem, Yodea Ani Bachem, I know, Shem Ani Mevakesh Michem, Kol Mamon Shebaolam, Aterotim Li. Right, I know that I can ask for anything you want. I want. Because paradumas are so rare, as we had already a couple of dafts ago, that the meha, or yesterday's daf, the top line of yesterday's Amud Beis, the meha yikarim, I know they're very expensive. Eini mevakish mikem el osu mamon shehifsadati b'shel Abba. I'm only asking the exact amount of money that you would pay me originally for the stones. That's all I'm going to take for this paraduma. So you see from there that you could get a paraduma from the Umos HaOlam also. Answers the Gemara, Hasam al yedei Tigre Yisrael Zavin. Really, other merchants, other Jewish merchants would buy from him first, and then the Beis HaMikdash would buy it from those Jewish merchants. So therefore, it wouldn't be a problem directly from one of the Umos HaOlam. Okay, that is the story. Okay, there's a lot to talk about related to the story. First of all, the Medrash has a slightly different version of the story. The Medrash in Dvarim Rabbah, Aleph Tezvav, where the Medrash says, on the pasuk Rav Lachem Sofa Saharazeh, so quotes the story, but it relates it and brings it similarly to another story that we know not about Dama. It says here, Amar Rabbi Seinu, Pamachas Bo Chacham Metzlo, Likach Imenu Evan Achas Tova, Shenevda Mikli Kohen. Interesting Lashon. They went to buy a stone that was lost from one of the Kalim of the Kohen. So one of the Kalim of the Kohen, that mean, it's got to be the Kohen Gadol. The other Kahanim didn't wear Begadim with stones on it. Right, so one of the Kalim of the Kohen, Shahyadar Ba'ashkelon, Upasko Imo Be'elef Zehuvin, they said 1,000 gold coins. Nichnas Umatza Raglo Shel Aviv Pshuta Alateva. He found that his father's foot, because our Gemara says the head, they found his foot was on the box. Not the keys, but actually on the chest. Shahaisa Evan Tova B'Sofcha, Vahaya Yashiv Lo Bikish Lazarov, Yatzal Chutzrekam. So he went out, he didn't bring it. Kivan Shalohotsia, since he didn't bring it out, Kisvurin, they thought that he was just driving a hard bargain. They thought he wanted more money. Kisvurin Shemavakish Men Yoser, Vehelu Dameha Yud Alafim Zehuvim. And they raised the price another 10,000 Zehuvim. Kishineir Aviv, Mishinasa, when his father woke up, Nichnas Vosilaim, he went in and he brought it out to them. They wanted to give him the extra 10,000. He says, Chasli, Eini Nehene Mischara Vosai. No, to only pay me what you were originally going to pay me. Elo b'damim harishonim shepasakti imachem elof zehuvim kach ani notel mikem. U'maschar nos lagadosh baruch hu, he gave him the paraduma. But first of all, here it says that when his father woke up, he brought out the stone. And number two, he says that the whole issue was they thought he was playing driving a hard bargain, so therefore they offered him more. This reminds us of the story that Rashi quotes on the last daf in Makkos about Rav Safra. Rav Safra was saying Shimon Esrei when one of the generals came over and he wanted to buy something from him, and he kept going up and up in price, and then Rav Safra says, no, I'm only going to take the original price. He, even though he was in the middle of Shemona Esrei, it wasn't because he was driving a hard bargain. So similar here, Dama ben Asina not only is a kibra ve'e man, but he's also a very honest person and only takes the original 10 zehuvim. That is point number one, exactly what the story was. Point number two to discuss is a halachic issue that's brought up by all the Rishonim, both here and even more so in Kiddushin. That's the first place it comes up. The keys were underneath his father. They didn't want to wake him up. There is a halacha. When I do the mitzvah of Kippur Avayim, who has to pay for it? Do I have to expend my own money to be mechabi my father? Or is it Mishel Aviv? Or is it come out of from my father? Mishel Av. That's a Gemara in Kiddushin there. And the halacha is Mishel Av. Halacha is Mishel Av. Okay, Mishel Ben might be appropriate in certain circumstances, but Mishel Av. Right, Big Shiloh, let's say, you know, though, as a parent gets elderly, so he has to be put into a retirement home, in a senior citizen home. Who pays for it? Do the children have to pay for it? I'll keep it up at AIM? Or can they say, Dad, you know, could you chip in a little bit? You know, that's so halachic ramifications. But given that that's the law of Mishel Av, so then why was Dama Mechuyav not to wake up his father? He was basically, you know, losing money here. He's losing money. Dama would have gotten all this money, so he was giving up. He was spending, quote-unquote, all this money so that he would give me Mechabit, his father. So why didn't he have to wake him? So a number of answers given. Some of them are being thought of already. Number one says the Ritva, the Ran also quotes this, in Kiddushin, this wasn't losing money. This wasn't Hefsid Mammon by the son. This was a prevention of profit. Menias Revach. that's different. For his son to lose money, okay, he's not mechuyav to lose money. But to prevent profit, so then that is good enough. Says the Ron, this is Daf Yud Gimel, Amud Aleph, and the Daf Yarif, in Kiddushin. Ik lameimar, no, second answer. Inami, ki amina mishel av, hanimi li biti ika chisar and kiss. Aval hasam, avure ravcha ba'al mahave. It was just not getting profit. Answer number one. Answer number two, the Ron there also says, Ikadamri, the chiamina, the dafka mishel av, when do we say that? It's from the father, hanimi li lechvodo. To give him kavod, then you're allowed to take it from the father's own assets. Aval kideshelo litzaro yeshlo laabda laabid kamamun shaba olam. This isn't just giving him kavod. This is being mitzar him and waking him. And in that circumstance, then even all the money in the world I have to give in order not to violate being mitzayer, my father. Right? That is the language of the Ran, and that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Raman Yerodeyansim in Reish Mem, which is the simon about Kibbut Avaim, he quotes that Ran. That's a second answer. The Aruch HaShulchan does say, the Aruch HaShulchan does say, quote from earlier sources, that the Zed Dafka Kishahav, first he quotes this idea. He says, he quotes it from the Sefer Chassidim. Al-Maisa Shibigamara, Be'echad Rebetecha Tabar Arashalosh of Shalah, Adamoli, Avim Shalah Kiso. Dizedafka Kishahav Enu Mitzara Shalah Kiso. The halacha about not painting the father is only when my father would not want to be painted. Aval Im Yodea Sheyitztaer. But what if the father, if I know that the father would want to be woken up? Even though he's going to be upset about it, about we've woken up, in the big picture, we want to be woken up. Tzarech Lahakitso. So then you can wake him. Then you can wake him. Aye, what about Argamar? And Argamar, wouldn't Nisina have wanted to be woken up? So the Shita L'Nodolami in Kiddushin says, Lefnim Mishur Hasadin. The problem is, what do you mean, Lefnim Mishur Hasadin? Is that a chumra that leads to a kula? It's like, oh, he's being machver, but what do you mean? His father would have wanted the opposite. So not 100% clear, but that is the halacha l'maisa. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this, another post quoted, that if one knows that their father would want it in the end, so then maybe you should wake him. And so you have to wake him even. V'chein, so this comes up, paradumas and aphos. Let's assume that what Josh is correct, that it's for the Avni Hashom, for the aphod, it doesn't come up so much. Where does it come up? Let's say a father takes a nap, which is obviously afternoon, and says to his son, please wake me for mincha. And then he says, "V'nira dafka kishayavres mantfila," right? Because then the father might want to sleep longer, maybe go to a shir. That would be a mitzvah. But then the Aruch HaShulchan says at the end, "V'ulai hakol lefi mashehu adam," right? Maybe Nisin Dama knew that his father really loved sleep. Maybe his father knew. Maybe he didn't. He didn't know if the Rabbana would really give it. Unclear exactly what. Why he didn't wake him? Because it says, "Devade nira lehedya be bezos hamaisa." The begavar sha'aviv haya nenem haymakiso and lehefek and mitzame mitzarif he didn't, and he still didn't wake him. So it's against this yisod. So he has to say, "I don't know." Vulai akolavim mashu adam mikal makom, but then he ends off, which is lemaisa tov lahakit yoser lahakiso ayde acher. Even though this is true about waking up a father, if in the bigger picture you want to be woken up, it's still better to do it by somebody else. Let somebody else do it, not the own child. Still better that the child himself or herself should not wake up the parent. Let somebody else do it. Even though Me'ikra Din, it is mutter. That is the Aruch HaShulchan. So again, the answers are it's Menias Revach, it's Tsar, or maybe you just did the Lefnim Mishur Hasadin. If you did the Lefnim Mishur Hasadin, so then you can't learn anything specifically from the story. It's just the Kal v'chomer that you learn that from his behavior. Next, last issue discussed in the story is why the paraduma? How was that schar? Why was that an appropriate schar for what the Ben Nisina did? Why was he zochet to have the paraduma? So the Ben Yoyada there, Kedusha, gives about six answers why the Kedarka Bakodesh, and we'll add on one. The Ben Yoyada there, Kedusha, says number one. Number one, it was an obvious nes. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that he was giving a nes for this mitzvah, and therefore, this was nikar that it was a nes. Number one. But winning the lottery wouldn't be as much of a nes. Beis, kidei lezakos es Yisrael, sheyiknu apar v'damim rubim. To be mezaket of the Jews. So it wouldn't be a Jew that would have the paraduma, and therefore he would probably give it for nothing. It would be a non-Jew, and therefore the Jews would have to buy it for a lot of money. Why is that a schus? V'nimsa motziun ba'avur ha-mitzvah mamun harbe shebazeh yigdal schusam. Somebody spends a lot of money for a mitzvah, so then that is a greater schus for them. Number two. Number three, k'dei sheim yargishu b'yichlu kavachorim la'atzmam. Why don't they, maybe they will learn a kavachorim for themselves. If this person who is in a mitzvah v'yoseh, right, God bless Mitzvah V'yoseh. So if this person gets the amazing schar of a paraduma, so too, so we will get schar because we are Mitzvah V'yoseh. Other items as well. Maybe he did something for the Beis HaMikdash, he got something for the Beis HaMikdash. Right, that's another answer given.
Mitzvah V'yoseh by paraduma or Kibbutz HaVeim?
Kibbutz HaVeim. They will learn about the Mitzvah of Kibbutz HaVeim. He did Kibbutz HaVeim even though he was not a Mitzvah V'yoseh and he got such schar. So surely somebody who's Mitzvah V'yoseh, who does this, the mitzvah, would get such schar.
And that's related to paraduma because...
And that's, no, that's not dafka paraduma, that might be why in general he got such an amazing schar for it. Dafka, I saw though, a fascinating answer from the Divrei Shaul. Divrei Shaul, Rav Yosef Shaul Nathan Son, quotes from the Ksos in his Sefer on Shas, that... Maybe the point is she goel libo shel dama lomar she medakta karbi became a mitzvah. He says Libo was very proud of himself, as he should have been. He was proud that look what I did. I did a mitzvah. He felt good about himself. So he got the schar paraduma to show what? You think you're medakting a mitzvah? That's a mitzvah sichlios. Mitzvah sichlios is easier to be medakting in. Keep it of the aim. But Bnei Yisrael, they're medakting even in mitzvahs like paraduma. So Dafka Dama, who did this mitzvah of based on logic, he got this schar that was a mitzvah that was totally not based on logic, just the opposite. Number two, I saw also here in the Birei Daf, they quote from the Yalkut Gershuni, that maybe there was a tremendous kitrug. There was kitrug on Bnei Yisrael when Dama did this, because the Jews do this. The Jews have such respect for their parents, so maybe in Shemayim there was a tremendous kitrug, so to remove that kitrug, they were forced to pay lots and lots of money. So maybe that removed the Bnei Yisrael did a schar, and that kind of balanced out the playing field. Okay, that was all related to the story of Dama. Okay, the main issues about Mishel Av, how they do it, and also why this schar. Okay, we continue. That's obviously the major portion of the daf. Back to what was the Gemara was discussing earlier, before this was brought up. Rabbi Eliezer lo chayish l'raviya. Back to that issue. So Rabbi Eliezer is not choshish for raviya. So that's not his issue. He's based on Yakichu Yichu. It's not based on Chashash Raviya. Vatanya, but didn't we learn in Etosefta? Amru lo Rebbe Eliezer. They said to Rebbe Eliezer, Maisa v'lachu ben Ovdei Kochavim. They bought it from an Ovdei Kochavim. V'dama Shemo, v'amru lo Ramit Shemo. Different names of whoever it was in the story. They bought the animal. So you see that they said to Rabbi Eliezer, you see that they bought the animal. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer said in his answer to them, Misham Raya, can you bring a proof from there? Yisrael Hayim Misham Rosa, Misha Shenolda. No, their Jews watch it from the moment it's born. They watch it from the moment it's born, so that's why there's no problem. What do you mean, no problem of what? What does it sound like from this Tosefta? That he is Choshesh L'Raviya. He is worried about it, because that's why he answered them that, hey, they watched it from the time that the baby was born. So the Gemara says, "Really, as a tarti islay, really he has both worries. He has both worries. Islay kicha, right? He has the issue of kicha, the language of yichu yakichu, the chayishnami l'raviya, and also he's worried about raviya. He's worried about both. Period. Omar mar yisrael hayim mishamar osa misha shenolda v'nei chush d'maravi le'ima kavi ma'abra. What do you mean? They watched this baby." This para grow up from the moment it was born. So fine, maybe this animal wasn't nearby, but maybe the mother was when she was pregnant. And we hold that if a mother is sodomized even when the she's pregnant, that also ossers the baby. The Amarava, Vlad Hanogachas Asura, a Vlad that an animal that gores. Is Asur he uvladenakhu. Why? Because we consider that if it's pregnant at the time that it gored, that both gored. Rashi says Vlad really means para. A para that's no gech Yisrael, right? Now a cow that kills a person. So chayiv misa, that's Asura niskal. And the baby is also, because it's considered part of the mother. Right? This is related to the sugya of ubar yerech imo. The Gemara is assuming that now. Vlad hanirbas asurahi vlad hanirbu. Same thing with the vlad hanirbas. So what does it help just watching the mother? Right? I'm sorry, what does it help just watching the baby? You gotta watch the mother too. So the Gemara answers, okay, you're right. Ema Yisrael Hayim Shamar Asam Yishash Anotra. The mother used to watch the baby from the moment that it was created. Meaning they knew when the bull and the cow were together. So from that moment, when they guessed that fertilization might have taken place, from that moment. Says the Gemara, we still have a problem. V'nechash dilma rabu le'ima me'ikara. Maybe we should be worried that the mother was nearby even originally. Why? Why even originally? It's not because the Mishnah says, "Call up sum lagabi mizbeach vladosein mutarin." The Tanakama holds that anything that's possible lagabi mizbeach, the vlados, the babies are mutar, even if the mother has a problem. V'tani Allah Rabbi Eliezer oser, and the blazer asers. If the mother's got a problem, the baby's got a problem. So even before pregnancy, right, it's going to be a problem. So you should have to watch the mother forever, right? Not just the baby, and not just the baby from the moment it is created. So ha nicha l'rava to amar rava amar Rav Yitzchak. According to Rava, it works out. Who says machlokas kishenirbu kshem ukdashin? The machlokas is only that there was a chashash revia after it was hukdash. Aval kshein chulin deriakol mutarin. But even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that if the animal was nearby when it was chulin, that's not going to affect the child. So if that's according to that sheet, then fine. So right when the baby became kadosh, that's when you say they watch it from them. El Rav Huna bar Chinina Amar Rav Nachman Machlokas Kishinir Bukshen Chulin. But the second opinion holds that even if the revia took place when the baby was chulin, but when the mother was chulin before it was hektish, Avukshen Mukdashin Devriya Kol Asurin. But everybody would agree afterwards, Michael and Meimar. Then you're stuck, because then Rabbi Eliezer says that even if the mother was chulin when it was nearby, it's still going to be a problem. What, you watch the mother? So the answer is yes. Ema Yisrael Hayim Shamar Osah Leima Mishashin Otsra. They watch the mother. They watch the mother from the time that the mother was created. Says the Gemara, B'nechash Dilma Ravu Leima Deima. What about grandma? Right? What about grandma? You worried about that? L'kuli Haloch Hashina. You have to stop somewhere. So therefore, we stop there. 2 points. Number one, the Ritva said, didn't we have yesterday that after a female animal is nearby, it can no longer have a child? Nakaris, we discussed Adam Arishon. Right, so what does this Gemara hold mean? You're worried that the mother was nearby before it was pregnant? The Ritva says, well, I thought the Gemara said yesterday, that's not true. It doesn't happen. So it says the Ritva, it's not all, it's only most. It's most. And if the Im Tomar, Vamrina, Vahiman Naranamas Nakaris, Vishloma, the Ahi Alarov, Lefichach goy chas al behemto aval pa'amim shener bas ve'inan ekeres. It's not total. It's just a rove, but there could be a miyat that it doesn't happen to. Number one. Number two problem. Tosfos asks in the bottom Tosfos, why are you only worried about the mother's side? What about the father? What if the father was nearby? Well, that wouldn't be a problem. Tema says Tosfos la'avnami amai enam srichim lishmar. Ali b'Rav Eliezer. Why? Because Rav Eliezer himself holds elsewhere the principle of ze goreim asur. If you have two ingredients to a result, you have a mother and a father, they're both considered significant ingredients, and therefore it's asur. Right? If one of them is asur, one of them is butter. It's called asur, because you see the isur ingredient. So why are you only worried about the mother? You should be worried about the father. V'yesh lomar answers Tosfos. What's the whole issue here? Kivan the taima da amar nami enu elamishim debazia milsa. Part of the issue here is of Zevezeh Gorim is that it's a bizayon. It's a bizayon. So here, it's not such a clear bizayon. By a mother, that's vadai. The child's coming out of the mother, everybody knows that. But here, second to last line, hachanami, benir b'ha'av lo minkarav lo bazi milsa. It's not as nikar the bizayon by a father, right? You're not sure who the father is, so therefore, it's not as much of an issue. Period. We continue. Amar mar. Yisrael ha'im esham rosa mishash anotra. The Jews watched it from the moment that it was notzar, from the moment that it was created. Mina yadinan. How'd they know to watch this baby? How'd they know to watch the mother? Right, the mother, the baby. How did they know to watch any of them? What, every cow? They say, okay, I hope this one's going to be a paraduma. There was only seven in all of history after Moshe and Ezra. How'd they know to watch? How'd they know they watched to watch them? Answer, Amrif Kahana, Kos Edom, Adom ma'avirin lefaneha b'shash ola la'zachar. At the moment that the parents are mating, they bring a red pitcher, a red something in front, so that as they're mating, they see this red, and that conjures up redness and causes them to have red. Right, ala Yaakov Avinu. Right, Yaakov Avinu getting the speckled and the spotted and the chum, all of those. So Gemara says, "Ihachi, am I the mei yikaron? If it's so easy, so why is the paradumas so expensive? Why don't we do that and make a lot of paradumas? Why does it cost so much?" So Hoel v'shnei Cyrus postals, but you do it, but it's still not perfect. We know two black hairs possible the paraduma. So even if you do this, is that to say that it's going to be perfect? So they don't do this so much, but still two hairs are possible. Umaisha did two. So why they dafka do damas? Or why they do, any specific ones? Amar of Kahana b'muchzakos. There are certain families that are muchzakos, that they have red cows. So those cows you want to get really red. So you just help it along with the kos adom. But that is why specific ones were done, and once those were done, those are the ones that Chazal watched. Yosef Rav Ami Rav Yitzchak Nafka, Akilah Rav Yitzchak Nafka. They were sitting on the porch. Pasachad Minayo VeYamar. One of them started by saying the brisa we had yesterday. V'chein Hayir Rav Eliezer Posel B'chol Karbanos Kulon. Rav Eliezer Posels by all Karbanos to buy it, as we had the beginning of yesterday's daf. Right, Posels buying all the Karbanos from them for us. Again, they can bring their own Karbanos. We paskin that a non-Jew, a guy, could bring a carbon to the base of Megdash, a carbon ola. But to use it for us, Rulaz are apostles. Pasach idach min av amr. And the other one says, what do you mean? Doesn't the pasach say in Navi? Mayos hivile chaver el Rebbe Eliezer. What they answer him, kolzon kedar yikav tzulach. All that son of kedar will be gathered to you, and it will be used as a carbon. So you see that the Mosa Olam will be bringing carbonus in the future. Amr l'han Rebbe Eliezer, no. Kulam geirim gerurim heim lasilavo. Those will be Jews. That some kedar is somewhere at a time in the future when the Jews will not be under Shibud Malchius, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and therefore everybody will be inspired by a Jewish way of life and they'll come. That won't be a true gerim. It'll be for not a true motivation. It'll just be because we're on top of the world. So therefore, it will be an inferior ger, but it'll be Jew, can be considered Jew enough that you'll be able to accept their karbanos. Right, that's what Gemara discusses in Yevamos and Daf Chav Dalet. In the times of David and Shlomo, they did not accept Gerim because they weren't coming for the proper motivation. So that has tremendous ramifications. What if you have bad motivation, you have an impure motivation, but you're Mekabel Mitzvahs, Kahalacha totally, even though because of the bad motivation? What if Rachmana Litzlan, somebody wants to convert because of a marriage? And that's a motivational shame ishus, but they have a true acceptance. That's a big discussion in the poskim based on the Iman Yavam Estaf Chavtala, which we discussed then. Vaiter, Amar of Yosef, Mikra, what's the pasik that tells me that they will convert? So that's what they're going to, I will turn the nations to a different safa. Amar v'chulu, Amar le'abayah v'dilma me'avarska chavim huda hadar behu. What do you mean? Maybe this just means that they will give up their Avodah Zara tendencies, but the Chashra of Revia will still be there. So you still shouldn't be able to accept it from them. Amar Le Rav Yosef La'avdo Shechem Echad. It says they'll be Shechem Echad. They'll be one with us. They'll be one with us. It means they it's a package deal. Rav Papa Masni Hachi. Rav Papa learned it as we just had. Rav Zvid Masni Hachi. Same Gemara, different people. V'Travayu, he learned it. V'Travayu Amri. Both of them said, V'chein Ayir B'lezer Poza B'chol HaKarbonos. V'Travayu Amri. And both of them said, V'may Do Siva Lechavroi. Rav Eliezer. Kontzokit Yikav Sula V'chulu. Amri Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer was the one to say, Kulam Girim Gurum Heim Lasalavo. Umay Krok Yezeh Afoch. Elamim Safar B'ra Lekro Kulam B'Shem Hashem. Maskal Rav Yosef. And then Rav Yosef asked the question, V'Dilmi Avodis Kochavim Uda Ajibahu. Amalei Abay Elato Shechemech Same exact Gemara, but just different players. Meisve, yes, the Gemara. Vayomer Moshe, Gamata Titein Biyadenu Zvachim Ba'olos. Moshe says to Paro, "You're going to give us animals. How can he accept animals from Paro? Right? And what's all? How can they accept? You're going to give us Kodem Matan Torah Shaini. Wow, it was before Matan Torah. Therefore, the rules were different. What? There was no Chash Revia then, or Lachara. Even if there was nearby, they would be able to take it. The Mefarshim say, what do you mean? You're going to give us Vachem, you're going to give us Olos? Didn't they worship these things? It was Nevad, Mamish. It wasn't just Tzon. So I saw the Pardes Yosef in Shmos. We don't have time to read it now. Again, Slichas days, we got to move. Pardes Yosef says that maybe this was part of the trick. That maybe Moshe wasn't going to use all of them. But part of the trick, to say, oh, you're going to give us part of, well, trick of what? Trick of, Paro maybe knew the halacha that how could you use these karbanos? They must be taking them just off Shalom Malchus. Shalom Malchus, it must be they're not running away totally. They're going to come back. So what was the kasha then? Maybe that's part of the answer though. Maybe that's part of the answer. But you're right. If that was the kasha, he's just looking at it with hindsight. Now that he said that, that could have been maybe another answer to the question. But what about Paro? It was called the Matan Torah. And it gets into the whole sugya of Nitna Torah, Vinitzchat Shehalacha, and the Abba's keeping the Torah before it was given. So somebody, Somebody asked me yesterday, were the Avos punished for not keeping the Torah in certain times? Was for not keeping the Torah? Because here, because yes, we discussed according to one of the Rishonim, the Rashbam says the Akedah was a punishment for making a treaty with Avimelech. So anyone, was he punished? They have the Kimu Kal Avos Kal Torah, but if they did something wrong, so I thought maybe that could be, that's not just an Avera, that's a total denial of the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to him already, of La'arko L'rachba, this is Eretz Yisrael, and they were undermining that treaty. Okay, but that was just, related. But here's another example where you might have done something wrong, of using a near Bakarban, and says, Kodim HaTorah is different. Tashma Vaiter, Ve'igat Yisro Chozim Moshe, Ola Zvachim Elokim, Yisro brought Karbanus. Yisro brought Karbanus, Yisro wasn't Jewish at that time. Yisro Nami Kodim HaTorah Havei, Yisro was also before Man Torah. So therefore, you didn't have to worry about it. After Netziv, was Yisro chashud on Revia? Yisro Moshe Rabbeinu's father, he was chashud on Revia. So says the Netziv in the Rami Sada, maybe what he was going to schlep animals from Midian. He probably bought animals from merchants along the way. So you're right, he wasn't chashud, but he used these animals. A, B. Another answer given by the Achronim is that the Shach says in Choshe Mishpat that when somebody converts, are they trusted about things that happened when they were non-Jews? So the Shach says you need Tchilas of Bakashras, Vesof of Bakashras. See here too, maybe he wouldn't be trusted. Right now he's very trustworthy. But who says he's going to be trusted right now on what happened then? And finally, number three, the animals that he had, says the Rishash right here, were considered animals that were bought from a guy. Because he converted. So animals bought from a guy, they were chashid. That's his suggestion. So this relates to, he hasn't connected, but there is a suffix in the poskim. I think the Darkei Tshuva, the Munkacha Rebbe, has the suffix in Yerideya. When somebody converts, they have to tovel their dishes. Is that called bought nikachim in akum? And is it included? It's a suffix. It's amazing that it's not spoken about in the poskim really earlier. But he has that suffix. So there's exactly this Rishash's issue as well. It was considered bought from a non-Jew. So Hani, Chamanda Bar Yisro, the Mandar Avi, that works. It's Machlokas. In Zvachim, when did Yisro occur? According to the Mandarma that says Yisro was before Mount Torah, that he came before Mount Torah, like we have it in written in the Torah Shabbat, that's fine. El Amanda Amar, Yisro Lacha Mount Torah Have. But if Yisro really occurred after Mount Torah, Ma'igal Amar, then you need a different answer. So Ella Yisro Yisrael Zavin. Yisro knew the halachas. So he bought it from a Jew, and therefore no problem. Tosfos here discusses according to that Man D'Amar the Yisro was Yisro Matan Torah. So why is it written in the way it's written? And also some of the stories don't happen, right? It says there Vim Tomar the first question in Tosfos. Then if that's true, then Sipora was only brought after Matan Torah. So what's the whole sugyan Shabbos that Moshe was porish from his wife, and that was one of the three things that Moshe, that Hashem agreed to? His wife wasn't around yet. So maybe he decided that he was going to be porish from his wife. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskam al yado. That's the first half of Tosfos. And then the next half of the bottom, the last four lines of Tosfos is why it was written like this. Why was Yisro written before Mount Torah? What happened after Mount Torah? So he says maybe it's to be so mecheta Amalek. Amalek brought wickedness, and Yisro brought goodness. Right, that's what he says. He contrasts Amalek, Shehera li Yisrael, and Yisro that was hated li Yisrael. The last five lines of that Taptosis. Tashma, another try. Vayomer Shaul, me Amaleki hevi'a meshacham al ha'am ha'metiv atzon v'abakar, l'man zvoach l'Hashem alokecha. Shaul brought animals from Amalek. Right, to bring to Karbanus. That's what he told Shmuel, when Shmuel says, what are these animals? So, my metav to me metav. So the Argamara gives the answer of no. It means that they were gonna sell these animals, get the money, and buy karbanis. It doesn't mean the animals themselves. Why do you get the best animals then? Get any animals. Said so many people would buy it. It's very expensive. Get the best animals. The Yerushalmi here quotes the same exact question. The Rabbeinu Chananel quotes the Yerushalmi here. You know what the answer is? You can't learn from Shaul. He sinned. That old story was a sin. My Shmuel was screaming at him. They should have killed the animals. Are you gonna learn rayas from what Shaul wanted to do? He was wrong. So therefore, you can't learn anything from that story anyway. Tashma, you can learn about tshuva from that story. Tashma, next draw, Vayomer, Aravna, David, Aravna, where David brought the place of the Beis HaMikdash from. He said to David, Yikach v'yo'el Adoni HaMelech HaTov Beinav, Re'ei HaBakar La'ola V'hamor Yimachle HaBakar La'itzim. So take all this stuff. So you see Aravna, Hayavusi, he's also a non-Jew. So he's giving all this stuff to the Beis HaMikdash. So again, Akasha. Amar of Nachman, Aravna Ger Toshav Haya. He was a Ger Toshav. Wow. And therefore, once he was a Ger Toshav, he kept the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, even though he ate treif. And Rashi says that Revia is one of the Sheva Mitzvos. It's including Gilei Arayos. So that's why he could be trusted. That is Rashi's shita here, that it's included. You've got to look back at the Gemara's in Sanhedrin that we had, all about the seven mitzvahs. Mayim origam, what does origam mean in the pasuk? Amar ula, mita shel turvil. It's a turvil bed. Mayim mita shel turvil, what's that? Iza de kurkasa de daishan. It is a big board that is used for threshing. Yours used for threshing. It had sharp teeth on it, and therefore the animals trod on it, and that it helped do threshing and helped do dush, one of the Avos Malachos. Amar Yosef Maikra, how do you know that? That's what a morig is. Yine samtich lamorig, charutz chadash bal pivyos. I put new teeth in the morig, tadush, and it's going to thresh harim v'tadoku gvaos kamos tasim. Fine. Meisve, next try. Another try where we see animals were used from non-Jews for karbanos. Vesapos, elu olu Hashem. At the miraculous story when the cows brought the Aron back from there, it's plishtim, and the cows that went back miraculously, although they're right, they just remember the story, they set the cows free, they wanted to know if Hashem really wanted it back, all the bad things were happening to them, so they took cows that were nursing cows, they kept their babies, and they put the cows out. So really, naturally, the cows wouldn't move. They don't want to leave their young, but the cows went, and it went straight to Am Yisrael. That was the nice. Vesaparas, and those cows, they gave us a carbon. Hello, Olo Hashem. So how, well, I'm sorry? Beit Shemesh, came to Beit Shemesh, exactly. Harasha, Isa. So what is the answer? The answer is, that was Harasha. It was an amazing miracle that happened with those cows. That's why they wanted to give those cows. After all, if not, they have a better question. Paras are female. Bulls are always male. So how do you give the paras anyway? So it must be a rasha, the whole thing. You can't learn from there. Umay kushin, where's the 1 second? What's the problem? Dilma bamas yachid. Maybe that was a bamas yachid. That's why you were allowed to bring the kavis. Okay, there have adabar ava. Damar adabar ava. Minayin lo olan a kavis, she share bamas yachid. How do you know that an ola could be a female if it's not on the main bama, the main altar of the time? Shenei marva yikach shmuel tzleh chalav echava yele ola. Right? Shmuel brought a nursing cow, that's what we understand chalav, as an ola. So you see the whole thing is different because it's a bamas yachid. So the Gemara said no. Vayalehu zachar mashma. Vayalehu sounds like it was male. Therefore, it was male that he brought. Don't bring me a raya from Shmuel. And I'm Rachman bar Yitzchak vayaleha ksiv. But it's written vayaleha. It's kriyin ksiv. Possibly explains the Ritva. So therefore, maybe it was a female, and therefore he brought it on a bamas yachid, and there's no raya from that story because it was a harasha. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Gvul Yeshla. Rabbi Yochanan says about this whole thing we're talking about. There is a border in terms of the ages about these animals. Pchusim Vazgimel Shanim Ne'akeres. The whole issue that we've said before that an animal becomes sterile if it is nearby. That's only if it's less than 3 years old. Vazgimel Shanim in Ne'akeres. 3 years old, it is not Ne'akar. Eis Ve'Kolani Tziyufta. What about all these cases where we see that they? There were cases where there were children, weren't all these cases, and they were worried about the animal. That was less than three. They are worried, and that's the cases where a guy would not want to be with his animal, and that's, they have to fit in, plug in all these, all the times where we were worried. That was a case of more than 3 years old, and that's why a guy would not be worried about it. And, the other case would be the opposite. Tashma, Viter, that's a paras halu olu Hashem, right? But it says there they brought the paras to Hashem. So how could they bring the paras to Hashem? Pchus v'atzkim olshanim, right? It must be less than 3 years old, and that's why ne'akeres, and therefore there's no chash of their being with them because they would have become ne'akar. Maskel Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Nasan. 1 second. Imkain haynu ves b'neihem kalu babayis. But remember, they left their babies in the house. Pchusam v'atzkim olshanim mika yalda. So the mothers were less than 3 years old. We say the mother was less than three. That's why there's no chash revia. But they had babies in the house. That's what led. That was the whole test of the plishtim. But didn't we learn? We learned in the Mishnah in Bechoros. If you get a mother cow or a female donkey that has a baby, you know for sure it's the firstborn, because it's no way that they had a baby less than 3 years old. And older than that is a suffix. So what are you talking about? How do you fit that into the story? How could they have babies and still be less than 3 years old? You're right. Go back to what we said earlier. It was a harasha. One of the few places Tosfos says it's in Shas. Tosfos says, what do you mean? Para. The Rasul Para. Vishla Tamua. It's Maisa Mechal Yom. That 2-year-old calves have babies. Tosfos says, Nishtanu Ativim. Ishtanu ativim. Tosfos says it here. Tosfos says it in Moin Kot and Daf Yud Aleph. Nature has changed. Nature has changed. Huge, huge sugya. Nature has changed. The Gemara, the Gaonim have a chayrim not to use any medicine from the Gemara because Nishtanu Ativim. Yesterday we had an example from the Rambam about cesarean having a regular birth at the cesarean Nishtanu Ativim, or there's at least Nishtanu a medicine. But Nishtanu Ativim, the nature of, this is the nature. Animals have babies younger. But again, this is a big sugya, but we will have to talk about it more at another time. Okay, we'll have to stop here. There's a lot more to talk about in the upcoming Gemara, but we got to go to Slichas. Again, next stop will be tonight at 9:30. I thought I'll try to start right after Meirv, 9:30 tonight. Okay, we'll stop here.